This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark.
Adam is here from MotorhomeDiaries.com and CopBlock.org. You can go there and get some great information and activism in reference to the police being out of control. And CopBlock.org, great resource. In fact, one of the sponsors of this program, as a matter of fact, we like to bring you the occasional story, and CopBlock.org brings it to you. Mark, you've got one about a cop and a DUI. What happens when cops get DUIs?
Well, in this, I don't know what
he's serious
every time, but in this
is serious. Hold on, it's serious when somebody gets a DUI. I mean, they take away a driver's license, usually a multi-thousand-dollar fine,
increase insurances,
certainly insurance. Sometimes jail time is involved. I mean, this is one of the more serious crimes. I mean, we're talking children could be hurt here.
No, you're just talking about a DUI. This case is a DUI manslaughter case.
Oh, boy.
And I can't tell you, quite a few good friends that I met while I was in prison had 5, 10 years for being in for DUI manslaughter. So this isn't just a situation where somebody got drunk. This is a situation where somebody got drunk and someone was killed.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what happens every time this happens with a cop. I'm sure that there's enough cases where cops have been convicted of this and bad things have happened to them.
You're sure of that? Why are you sure of that?
I think I've heard of a couple, and I do kind of pay attention.
I've heard of probably more that haven't, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that everybody...
We're talking about exceptions, not the rule here.
Right. I think everybody in the sound of my voice understands that cops are not held, especially in the area of driving, to the same standard that you and I are held to. I just can't imagine.
Who hasn't seen it? Who hasn't seen them running through stoplights and doing all kinds of things that everybody else would get pulled over and ticketed for?
My dad was part of the sheriff's posse, which is kind of a volunteer cop thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me a joke, and I didn't entirely understand it at the time, where he was talking about this cop that was so gung-ho that he would give a ticket to his mother. And, you know, I'm like, I guess the way I kind of felt about it was, well, of course he'd give a ticket to his mother. Speeding's wrong, and you have to enforce the law even-handedly, right?
Well, that's what they'd have you believe.
No, but the rest of the cops would make fun of this guy for the way he gave tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he gave them too even-handedly.
He was overly fair.
Apparently. I mean, so yeah. The other police made fun of him and ridiculed him, ostracized him, or whatever.
Wow.
So I don't know, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I was rather young, and I was just kind of confused by this. Well, why wouldn't he give a ticket to his mother? Isn't that what's fair?
So what's happened now?
So the idea that...
So this guy killed somebody while he was driving drunk.
Yeah. Eric Lagunas's family came...
And where's the story from?
This is from the suntimes.com.
Got it.
But I got it at freetalklive.com, where you can vote up or vote down these stories, and this one was near the top.
Excellent.
Eric Lagunas' family came to court Friday morning, clinging to the slimmest of hopes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is Lagunas the victim?
Yes.
Okay.
But their 2.5-year quest for justice ended in bitter tears.
I was only laughing if they were the family of the cop, like that they were clinging to the hope.
Yeah,
that
me too. I thought the same thing.
Might be released, as though it were any sort of question whether or not he would.
but the speedy justice system had this in 2.5 years.
2.5 years, and you know, it would have gone so much faster if this would have been anybody else but a cop. But their 2.5-year quest for justice ended in bitter tears as the Chicago police officer, they say, killed Lagunas and his friend Miguel Flores in a Thanksgiving 2007 drunken driving crash. Walked out of the 26th in California courthouse a free man. This is in Chicago.
Wow, free.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Charges. That's it. That's the drought. Update. That's it.
It's a joke. They say we can continue with a civil suit, said Maria Lagunas, 22, Eric's cousin, but no amount of money is ever going to bring Eric back.
It's true.
Then again, no amount of prison time is going to bring Eric back either. However, I understand their frustration.
What also probably happened here is the city will then probably be on the hook. Chicago, one of the worst, will be on, I think it was a $32 million settlement a couple weeks ago for them beating up a kid on a bike.
And really?
That'll be the same thing for this people. No charge on the officers, taxpayers on the hook.
If they even manage to get it through, and I'm just going to take a guess here with the Lagunas, and they're saying that they're already not looking at the civil suit. You know, how much money do these people have to pursue this suit? you've got to have money to get justice in the civil courts, I'm afraid.
You might find a lawyer who's looking at a payday at the end of this and grab you for free until money's found. But
good, but it's hard to convict when you don't have a criminal situation.
Oh, you're right. That is very true.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with him. I wouldn't make any assumptions. I do know that the cop has been, all the charges have been dropped. Cook County prosecutors met privately with the Lugunas family Friday morning, gently telling them that they had no choice but to drop the aggravated drunken driving and reckless homicide charges against Officer John Hardling. Prosecutors said,
"We have no choice. I'm sorry."
He's one of our own.
Prosecutors said their case fell apart after Cook County Judge Thomas Gaynor Jr. threw out key evidence against Ardelaine in late April. The Lugunas family couldn't stand to be in the courtroom when the case was officially dismissed. The family, knowing what was coming, said they couldn't bear to look at the police officer's face. A few moments later, Ardelaine, wearing dark sunglasses and surrounded by four beefy men in casual clothing. He has his own squad that goes in there with him. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
Walked briskly down the courthouse steps. Reporters barked questions at him. He said nothing and offered no hint of his feelings. Tim Needham, Ardelaine's attorney, said that his client's silence shouldn't be mistaken for indifference. He's always been upset and distraught and completely understanding of the emotion and anger of the other side in this case.
So what has he done? You know, if he's so upset and distraught, what has he done to try to make right?
Well, I would concede in that case that if he had done anything, it would be terrible for his case. So if he's going to do something, the time to do it is after his charges are dropped. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if he's going to set up some kind of scholarship in these guys' name or anything. It seems unlikely, but, you know, what are you going to do?
He's back on duty, right?
I mean, this guy's say, is he on duty?
I don't know about that. I don't think that's the case yet. Prosecutors also suggested, prosecutors made two attempts to prove that Ardelaine did after the two-vehicle crash November the 22nd in Roscoe Village. Ardelaine was charged with misdemeanor DUI, later upgraded to a felony, but those charges were dismissed when Cook County Judge Don Penneries ruled that there was no indication Ardelaine, who was an off-duty at the time, was drunk. Prosecutors reinstated charges after saying that they had a lengthy surveillance videotape showing Ardelaine drinking five shots and other drinks at a Northside bar shortly before the crash. Okay, so they have a video of him drinking. He refused a breathalyzer test. Prosecutors also suggested in pretrial hearings that police the night of the crash turned a blind eye to Ardelaine's intoxication. Among other things, he wasn't arrested or given a breathalyzer until 7 hours after the crash. Oh, excuse me, I thought he had must have been a different story I was reading. Gaynor ruled in April that the supervising officer who ultimately made the arrest didn't have a strong enough evidence to do so. Gaynor's ruling also suppressed key blood alcohol evidence.
So you're saying that he didn't have enough evidence to take his BAC?
He didn't have enough evidence to charge him for having been a...
What about the two mangled vehicles?
Well, just because you got an accident doesn't mean you were drunk. But, you know, the video of a guy drinking, taking five shots, the fact that he is a police officer and cops just don't enforce these laws as well among themselves, and apparently there's some kind of key blood alcohol evidence in here that was suppressed.
Well, of course.
Wow.
The ruling sparked a furious reaction, resulting in the arrest of three of Flores' relatives after they scuffled with sheriff's deputies. Flores' relatives didn't show up on Friday. Lugunas' family said that was because the Flores family knew how the case would end. In a written statement, prosecutors said they'd done extensive and in-depth research, but found there wasn't sufficient grounds.
I'm sure they worked real hard.
I don't know whether they did or not. Maybe this particular group tried their best within the framework of what they're dealing with. But the judge was dismissing everything. Mm. What are you going to do with that?
So clearly the government's different branches are really working hard against one another, aren't they? I mean, they're designed to compete, and here's a great example. Oh, no, the judge is just working for the cops, pretty much here.
Ardelaine is currently on administrative leave and has been relieved of his police powers pending the outcome of an internal affairs investigation. Department said in a statement.
Administrative leave tends to mean paid. They didn't say it was unpaid, so that sounds to me like a paid vacation.
Same here.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they're free. Listening options included live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, our webcam, and listen lines, which allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance, and you can listen around the clock at listen.freetalklive.com. You can take control of these airwaves, and we go to the phones and to the fun here in mere moments.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Sign up at HostGator.com to get your free your first month completely free. HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. And then coming up, an update on the WikiLeaks case with the just incredibly disturbing video that was released supposedly anonymously to the Internet. We'll tell you what's going on there. There's an update. But first, we go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Adam, and Mark.
Yeah, hey, how y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
I spoke last night. I called in for the first time to your radio show. And brought up the information conversation I had with the two military personnel regarding the evacuation of Grand Isle, Louisiana.
Yeah, and you believe that the entire Gulf Coast will be evacuated by the U.S. military on the excuse that something about the Gulf oil spill will cause them to evacuate.
Right, right. I don't necessarily. I'm keeping my mind and open about that. I just submitted some information to you last night and also today after me and a couple other people have contacted Ron Paul's office, Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, and he picked up the story and ran the bit of the two videos I sent you last night on reporter James Fox and his first account of what's going on in Grand Isle. And I just wanted to call in to see what your thoughts were.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen these videos that that you're referencing. Did you put them on the website over at freetalklive.com?
No, I sent you a email.
Okay.
What email address?
Let's see. What do I have?
Oh, well,
email FL Free Talk Live.
FTL at Free Talk
FTL
Live.
FTL Free Talk Live. Yeah, I just very rarely get a chance to check that that email address. So honestly, I don't even
know.
The best
thing to do is to go to freetalklive.com and submit the video.
Yeah.
Which
is what our webpage says when it gives that email address, is it tells you to not submit things for the show to that email address, but instead submit them to the website. Although we certainly won't see everything that's on our website either. We only have so much time during the day and can only spend so much. I mean, we're not just the show hosts, we're also the guys that run the show behind the scenes. So we're busily doing things. What's the subject here? You're saying this is the video of the reporter who was allegedly harassed by the police, or what are we talking about?
Harassed by federals, military, trying to get information out of the locals. Anybody that speaks about this is getting arrested. Anybody with a camera is getting arrested.
Okay, now what's the name of the reporter that was arrested?
Jamie Fox. James Fox.
Okay, and was he with a local television station, or is he a national reporter?
He could be like I've seen a couple of posts on the net tonight. They're calling himself a reporter. He could be a civilian, you know, guerrilla reporter, like few of us out there are. He's got two clips, his first account of what's going on. I also sent you a post from the military that's also out there as of today.
All right, I actually just found this here because it's a little hard to follow what you're saying. Here is a website called Rumor Mill News. They're claiming that this James Fox... Let's see. James Fox allegedly has witnessed something here. He's presently in Grand Isle, Louisiana, the closest location to the Gulf oil spill. What I'm sharing with you is extremely important. There's an absolute media blackout in the area. People are being arrested everywhere. Hotels in a 70-mile radius are completely sold out, yet you don't see any vans or reporters filming. It's as if the entire area was under siege. James Fox has witnessed this and basically just arrived. He says he saw multiple Chevron helicopters flying. He has not seen any military activity. It's as if the oil companies had taken over. James expected to rent a plane to fly over it, and that is not possible. The area above the oil spill is a no-fly zone, allegedly. I'm issuing this bulleting because James Fox's name needs to be out in the public. So what kind of a reporter? I mean,
it sounds like a blog post.
You know, I'm well, not this is sure just, that's not that's
no, this is
not
just
my,
some post on some website.
You know, I'm not going to discuss whether, you know, about this guy's background. There's information out there.
Right. So, but basically, what we're going on here are just the allegations of anonymous people calling radio shows and posting on the internet, right? I mean, there's no real evidence. What's in the video footage that that you sent?
Video footage of Humvees with 50 cal gun turrets.
Yeah, but when the military does something, military they always bring out guns and stuff.
Right. I mean, if you were the military.
No, they don't. They only bring out heavy stuff like that just in case of civil unrest. I myself was a U.S. Air Force veteran, worked at the Pentagon Crypto Intel for 8 years. And my background is just there.
Well, yeah, if they need to send a Humvee full of people somewhere and there's a 50 cal mounted on it, they're not going to unmount the 50 cal if they just need
the military, right?
Send some people somewhere. So the video footage you're saying doesn't really actually have anything significant in it beyond just military being moved around, right? I mean, they're not hurting people in the footage. People aren't being arrested.
I've seen military vehicles driving around here with weapons mounted on the top. I didn't feel like we were under siege.
Well, it's just the whole point of you know what you're. I mean, if you're comfortable with that, then
I'm not comfortable with it.
But they didn't point them at me.
I'm not comfortable with.
Well, right. I'm not comfortable with it either. But I'm not going to go and say that there's some sort of secret plot going on just because the military is maneuvering some equipment around. There was one day I was sitting in the local gas station. I was fueling up the local gas station and about. I don't know. It must have been
half dozen.
Yeah, at least a half a dozen military vehicles came into that parking lot, and it was probably the National Guard on some sort of a training run or something like that. But it certainly creeped me out. I got out my video camera. I hit the record button, and I recorded it as it was happening. I did it to Quick.com, so it broadcast immediately. And I guess that's what my question is here. I mean, you've got these videos that you're saying are so damning, but really it's just them moving you know, troops or machinery around, right? I mean, that doesn't really mean that doesn't really equal some sort of a secret plot.
Well, the footage out there that has been taken is first off, it's there were over 34 hours of videos that these folks from Waco driven down to that
34
area.
34 hours of video isn't anything that anyone's going to want to watch. If they don't have anything worth watching that's like 2 minutes long, then they're not going to really get much attention for what's going on.
Take the civilians being rounded
up. Thanks, Chris, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit more about videoing things as they happen coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2222. 2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, features including our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Yours for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go into the podcast, go all the way back to the beginning of 2009, download all that stuff for free. Freetalklive.com.
Available at Porkfest, Tartarum, original motion picture soundtrack by John Shaw, brought to you by Think Twice Productions, including tracks by liberty activists Anna Hoffman and Nothing Project, as well as Scottish gangster rap epic featuring Touchmaster J and user Mac Friendly. Get your copy at Porkfest and receive a limited edition Porkfest commemorative beer mug.
Oh, yeah, great idea. So you have to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival to get that, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's where the premiere is. It's going to be available. The Tartarum motion picture soundtrack will be available after Porkfest.
Porkfest2010.com. We'll tell you more about Porkfest here in a little bit. We just got a call from a guy who called last night, and I was pretty skeptical of his call last night. His name was Chris, and he called in tonight to let us know that he'd sent us an email with video about these allegations that he made last night, that he believes that the U.S. military is preparing to evacuate a place called Grand Isle, Louisiana, and he actually believes that the military is going to evacuate the entirety of the Gulf Coast. So however many millions of people that is, I don't know. But that was his speculation last night, and he said it was based off of the allegations that he's been hearing through whatever channels. I'm not sure what the channels are, but he claims that there's a documentary filmmaker named James Fox who has been down there in Grand Isle and has witnessed I guess people being arrested. Allegedly, the oil companies are flying helicopters now.
But shouldn't be out of the abnormal, right? It's they're right. Pretty all over.
Right. So he's making it sound like there's this real crackdown going on, and maybe there really is. Maybe there is. But aren't we in the year 2010? Don't people have the ability to? I mean, if there are all these arrests going on, how is it that no footage has gotten out? He says that there's 34 hours of some footage of some crap. I don't care what it is. If it's 34 hours long, nobody's going to pour through that to find the, you know, the diamond in the rough.
it would seem like whoever made the footage would probably come up with the highlights, and you can make it into somewhere between 2 and 10 minutes.
You would think, yeah. So that's why it's so hard to believe these claims, because right now, basically what he's saying is that there's one guy. This James Fox character who is he has broken this story wide open, except there's not any real evidence besides what James Fox is saying. So during the last break, I decided to poke around, and actually when we came back, I didn't realize you were coming back because I was playing the audio from this interview of James Fox and was a little distracted by that. Not because I was engrossed, I was just distracted. I was looking at this James Fox. First of all, the video the guy sent, Chris, it's not really video.
Yeah, it's just pictures.
It's just one picture. It's just a static frame. Right, it's a static frame of four pictures of the animals in the sea, like with oil on them. And it's an interview of James Fox on some unnamed radio show. I didn't have time to listen to the whole thing, obviously, but you know, the interview, we don't know what show it's on. We know that this James Fox is on the show, and he's making allegations.
But the internet is rife with sort of conspiratorial, ultra-conservative shows that where, you know, on Blog Talk Radio or whatever.
Well, the host of this show called James Fox filmmaker James Fox. And I figured, well, James Fox is a pretty generic name, but if I put filmmaker in front of it when I search the internet, maybe I'll find this guy, right? So I did that. Filmmaker James Fox, and he's a UFO guy. Like, he's a UFO tracking down kind of filmmaker. That's the kind of filmmaking that that James Fox does, you know, doing his own kind of UFO investigations. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't make him credible. I'm just saying that he's not really reporting on
reporting on truth.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem to be the most important issue, and it doesn't really give him.
Yeah,
all right, UFOs, he's not credible.
Yeah, UFOs, sorry.
He's done dancing around it. No credibility.
And that doesn't mean that I don't think that there could be UFOs, that I don't think that there are aliens in space.
Well,
it's
there's a big step between there's life on other planets and that life has visited here.
There is.
Zoomed around and prodded our cows and our country folk.
Now, for all I know, James Fox had a long career in journalism before he decided to go down the UFO road. I don't know. I haven't done much more than a break's worth of looking into who this guy is. But what kind of a filmmaker doesn't have the ability to record video of the things that that he's encountering? Why is he doing a radio interview? Why doesn't he actually have footage of these people being arrested or the allegations that are being made? I mean, come on. Spy cams are $50.
Exactly. I mean, even myself, a subpar filmmaker, I'd say. I mean, I've been hanging out with you guys like a week and a half now. You ever see me without a camera?
You've got one in your hands always.
I have one with me now. Right. I mean, there's always a camera by. I mean, he should have a clear-cut evidence, and like you said, if he had 32 hours, he should have a five-minute or less clip of, yep, government agent over here doing such and such wrong, disperse, you know?
You never know when you're going to see a UFO, right?
And sure. Yeah, you got to have a camera on.
Sasquatch,
you're right,
could pop out of any, behind any tree. You've got to be prepared if you're doing this stuff.
Yeah. So just color me unimpressed with these claims. I mean, basically,
I think that, like, okay, let's see some more evidence.
That's all I want to see.
Let's see some more evidence that the government's coming to evacuate Grand Isle and the rest of the Gulf
Maybe
Coast.
Maybe it's true. Maybe James Fox happened to be down in Louisiana on some sort of UFO hunting thing, and he happened to stumble across this incredibly oppressive scenario where the government people and the oil companies are working together to cover something up. I'm not even sure what the speculation is.
Maybe
but
there's
arresting
a UFO
people.
In the Gulf.
There you go.
Now maybe they use the oil spill to cover it.
Now
there
you're thinking like a conspiracy theorist.
There we
That's
go.
The kind of thing they come up with. They just come up with conjecture based on reality.
There's some facts. You know, facts are certainly in play, and then they, you know, make some story to go up around it a lot of times.
So if so many people are being arrested, it seems more likely that more than just James Fox would be speaking about it on the internet, because anybody has access to it, that we'd see more than just the usual suspects of crackpot websites reporting this. And I got some heat in email for using the term crackpot the other night.
Oops.
What else am I supposed to call this?
I mean, where does it end? Where does the crackpot...
are you not a crackpot? I mean, is it when you believe that there are lizard men that are actually in the positions of power across the world? Is that
they're
not
using
crackpot?
Lasers to shoot our blow up our deep water drilling platforms? I mean, at what point am I a crackpot? How crazy does my story have to be?
So let's continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. I-Man is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, I-Man.
How you gentlemen doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you got the gentleman on there. What is it, Cop Block or something like that?
Copblock.org.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In this town I live in, we have three unarmed black men who've been killed by cops. One was running unarmed, and a cop shot him. I don't know what's going to happen in that case yet. And then we had another one shot. He was on his knees.
Oh, my God.
Taking stuff out of his pocket. No, cop shot him like five times. I mean, you know. What happened to the protect and serve?
A long time ago, I think we lost that. But it's protecting and serving their turf, maybe. But it sounds like you have an issue where you need some video cameras and maybe a few people to head out to copblock.org and maybe check out their Join Us page where we have some tips of things that you can do. That's at copblock.org/beactive. So, we'd be happy to highlight some things if you guys can get us some video and do a call flood and take some of these officers and get some accountability.
What's a call flood, Adam?
Hey, Ann, do y'all talk much about or have talked about Smedley Butler?
Yeah, actually, we read something from Smedley the other night on the show, Memorial Day show. And
okay,
we...
good. I just ran across a guy. I've never even heard of him. I've asked quite a few people, and none of them's heard of him.
Yeah, they don't talk about him in your history class.
But if the Marines, during basic training, Marines have to say goodnight Smedley every time they go to bed.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. Always appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. Doesn't mean we're going to believe you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can, again, take control here. As we continue on, we'll also, you can visit our website. The main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves. You submit what you think is interesting, and whether it's a video or audio or blog post or news item or whatever, you can even write up your own little essay on our site if you want. But you submit what you think is interesting. Our other listeners will vote it up or vote it down based on how they feel about it. And the most popular of the stories will end up on the front page and the top of our website. So, for instance, if Chris, who called in earlier, were to have submitted his video, as he called it, to our website, other listeners would have looked at it and probably would have hit the down button. I don't know. I don't know what they would. I'm just guessing.
Oh, depends on how accurate it looks.
Right. If they well, I can tell you the video is just an audio interview of this alleged filmmaker who is alleging that there are mass arrests going on in Grand Isle, Louisiana, without providing one shred of evidence beyond his own personal testimony. If there had been something a little bit more to that story, it likely would have gotten voted up, because anything that happens that is police state related, or something that you might see over at copblock.org, some sort of police oppression, those stories are very highly likely to make it to the top of our website. I mean, Mark, you talked about the DUI cop tonight. Cop arrested for DUI, manslaughter.
I think it was in the second position.
Completely let off of the charges, and that made it to the top page, the top in the front of our website. So, as you say, second position. So, stories about corruption, oppression, real stories about these things, and there are plenty of them, will be fairly popular when submitted to our website. But an interview of a guy who's making allegations about corruption, there's just not that much there. Nonetheless, you could still submit whatever you want, and who knows what will end up happening with people voting on it. You can go to freetalklive.com to do that. So maybe this Grand Isle thing will end up panning out into something more substantive, and if so, we'll certainly let you know. Otherwise, it just seems like rumor. Maybe this guy is right. I hope he buys himself a hidden camera so he can get some footage of these supposed arrests that are going on all across Grand Isle, because apparently no one in Grand Isle has the ability to stream video to the internet or record a video and then upload it later on to YouTube. Apparently, if these arrests are going on, the police are so efficient that they're able to prevent absolutely everybody in the area from getting the word out.
I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that in my life.
That they're that efficient?
The government being efficient.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, we're going to continue here. Bile is on the line. Now, speaking of arrests of people, Bile, you've been there for a few of them, including Julian Hecklin, Is it Hoechlin? I always have to ask this, and I haven't remembered. Julian Hoechlin? Hoechlin. Julian Hoechlin, one of the fully informed jury activists who has been going around the country, around the Northeast at least, going to different federal courthouses and handing out fully informed jury association information to people, was recently arrested by the feds, and you've got an update on his case.
Right. So quick background. He was arrested on May 25th. He was taken inside the building out of my sight and then brought to the Bellevue Hospital psych wing where he spent the night, and a doctor was trying to examine his mental health the next morning, called his wife. She said he was fine.
Oh, did we lose you? We lose Bile? Bile going once? Bile going twice? You know, I've had some problems with the VoIP lines earlier today. Bile may want to call us back on our regular lines at 800-259-9231. Julian Hoechlin has been going around and appearing at these federal courthouses, and this is not his first time being arrested. The guy is an old hat at being arrested. He's been arrested multiple times at the same courthouse.
Right, and it's just for giving out fully informed jury association information on the courts on the steps of the courthouse. You'd think that you were able to do this, but this is how they treat activists here in the United States.
Well, it seems this time, too, it was for old bench warrants, wasn't it, of something not even related to the handouts.
Really?
This time. Yeah, this is why he was being held without being released for, like, some petty whatever. I mean, I hope Bile calls back, because he definitely has the scoop on it, but that's what I remember reading on Blog of Bile at one point.
Well, apparently they let him out just a couple days ago, and he had scheduled a whole bunch of different appointments at other federal courthouses, because this is his thing, this is what he does. He's like 80 years old, and he pretty much, and I love what he said about this, is that, and I heard, I think it was from Bile that we heard about this, but basically he thinks, Julian Hoechlin thinks, that people who are elderly should be doing more of this kind of stuff. That they should be, that elderly people should be out there doing activism and putting their butts on the line for freedom, because they don't really have as much to lose anymore. They've made their money. They're doing well for themselves. They've got plenty of disposable time and income, many of them. And so, and
a lot of them are going to end up in nursing homes run by the government anyway, that aren't really that much better than the prisons that are run by the government.
Fight while you can.
Well, yeah. Well, and so it's an ideal time, whereas a lot of people, the reason why they can't get active is, well, I'm too busy with my job, or I'm too busy with my family. Well, you're done with your family. You've raised your kids. They moved on. They moved up. You're done with your job. You're retired. And you've got some money that you're living on. You've got plenty of free time. It's a great time for people to do activism rather than just sit back, flip on the TV set, or work out in their garden. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with working in your garden. It's just that you could make a difference for the upcoming generations if you got out there and did something. Plus, when elderly people like Julian get out and get active, and by the way, he seems pretty spry for an 80-year-old man from what I can tell, but when they get out and they do activism, what are the cops going to do?
No one's screaming at an 80-year-old man calling him the devil.
Right. What are the cops?
Crazies.
Well, right. That's what we were called the other day when we were out and about. But what are the cops going to do if they've got an elderly sit-in? You're going to have a tough. It's one thing to get away with manhandling a 20-year-old, and it's another thing to try to get away with manhandling an 80-year-old. So the whole game would change if there was just even a small cadre of older people who are getting out there and getting active and doing things like non-cooperation and civil disobedience. Let's go back to Bile. He's back with us on our other lines. Bile, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. So Julian was arrested on the 25th, handed over to Bellevue, had a psych exam, was there overnight, handed over to the NYPD, who knew that he had a bench warrant out for his arrest from some activism that he had done, or protest that he had done, where he was arrested back in 2007. He had a disorderly charge and a resisting arrest, and he had done the same thing that he always does, which is go face down on the ground and go limp. So that was his resisting arrest.
From 2007.
Well, that's how they charge it. I mean, it's not uncommon for them to do that.
Yeah. Well, anytime you don't help them, you're resisting, apparently.
Yeah.
So they held him in jail for 2 weeks, basically?
Yeah. So from he was there, I think they brought him. So he was arrested on the 25th. He went into custody on the 26th. They had an arraignment, and he decided to not speak to. Take advantage of his Fifth Amendment protected rights.
They got rid of that one.
He didn't tell them that he was doing that. And so they just postponed his arraignment to the 8th of June.
And on the 8th of June, he went into court, and I haven't talked to him in person yet, so I haven't gotten all the details. Mm-hmm. But apparently they dropped the charges against him, and he was released about 6 p.m.
Pretty sweet. So, sweet for the government. They get to kidnap somebody, hold them for weeks, and then just, oh, we're going to drop the charges. See you later.
And the efficiency. I mean, 2007, this is over, and now it's all this work, and yeah, see you later.
So, yeah. Now, Julian Heiklin has been going around the country, and he still plans on doing this. I mean, this hasn't scared him away. He's been arrested multiple times, facing federal charges, and he's still going out there, right, Bile?
He's planning on doing it on Monday at the same place.
Wow, that is amazing.
And will you be there to film him like usual?
Unfortunately not, because I have court that day. Unless court gets done very early and I can run into the city, unfortunately no. But I think James or Jim Babs from Pennsylvania said he's going to try to get there.
Now, the last time you were filming, Julian, you were arrested.
Well, not the last time, but yes, at one time.
Okay, so you have successfully filmed him since then at that courthouse and not been arrested?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I was standing on city property at the time, and I was still threatened with arrest, but I wasn't arrested. I don't know if they actually had jurisdiction or if they were just trying to scare me.
Now, it was Julian has been, as I mentioned, going around from court to court. Philadelphia was one of the places where he went, and it was, I guess it was Allentown, where George Donnelly, one of his supporters and activists and liberty activists, somebody who intended to move to New Hampshire, was arrested and kidnapped by the feds, is now on a house arrest order while he's awaiting waiting trial. Are you following the George Donnelly case over at blogofbile.com?
Yeah. To the extent when large news happens, I mean, minor things, I haven't been updated.
Now, Bile, you and Julian are both coming up, I believe, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, so people will be able to actually meet with Julian Heiklin. He's going to be at the Pork Fest. So you'll get to talk with this. Is he 79?
78.
78-year-old super activist. He's going to be there. In fact, he's doing a Concord Federal Courthouse outreach on the 23rd, so the day before Pork Fest starts. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.